following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, in the studio with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And Ed is sitting in this morning for the vacation in Craig, Montana. So, Ed, thanks for being here.
We're very fortunate today to have Ed joining us.
Yes. Yeah, he's here still.
I don't know how lucky you're going to feel halfway through the show, but
you'll be great, Ed. We know it.
You'll be a lot better than we are.
You know what? I was just looking at market data, stock market data, and looks like we're up again today.
We are up again today. The Dow is up 100 points. The S&P is up almost 13, and the Nasdaq is up almost 32. Both of them. About, a half a percentage up. So not big swing, but we're in the green today, and that's after yesterday. We were up a little bit yesterday also, so it's good to be up today.
And we were up, Monday, after everybody got over the initial shock and everything of what happened over, course, last weekend in Paris. The markets went up again, fairly solidly after everybody digested that information on Monday. So it looks like we're having more upside than downside here the last few days.
Well, I think that that's very encouraging to me personally, because I don't think that we should live in fear. And the fact that the markets are not reacting in a fearful way, which is what the terrorists would like us to do, I'm very encouraged by that. So all of you people who are not kowtowing to the terrorists, congratulations. I think that's good news. Very good news. By the way, Tony, I'm very glad to see you today.
There was some doubt about this for a while yesterday.
I was going to ask you, are you the person, the originator who coined the phrase of, I'll see you tomorrow, God willing, and the creeks don't rise?
Yeah. I kept thinking I was not possibly going to be here. Actually, one of the bridges, a little country road bridge near my place, actually has the water over the top rail on it morning.
And you still got here.
I still got here because there's another bridge, a teeny little bridge, wooden bridge that's over by some other neighbors of mine. And the water just went down enough there for me to sneak out. But we had a cloud that sat over our house, night before last, and it wasn't moving anywhere. Mm. It stayed over us, and lightning and thunder, and the dogs were scared, the whole thing. And we must have had 6 to 8 inches of rain right in our little spot right
there.
Right
where you are, huh?
Yeah. So.
Well, I am very glad to see you.
Yeah, I warned everybody
I'm glad you're safe. But I also am selfish that I'm glad you're here to be with me today.
Anyway, it reminded me of the old, Stevie Ray Vaughan song? It's flooding down in Texas. Yeah, he wrote that for me. Anyway, glad that everybody else is high and dry. At least I hope you are. And we are watching the markets for you, as usual, this morning. But again, remember, it's your strategy that really pays off for you and not whatever is going on a particular day.
And that's correct.
Your investments in markets, whether it's in your 401k, your IRA, or whatever, you know what? It's what your plans really are. When we get through the course of this hour, we're going to go back and talk about some of the new changes to Social Security thanks to the budget that was just passed a few days ago.
Now we're going to take a little bit different tack on that. We've been talking about some of the negative parts of that, but I have an article that says the new budget deal is cutting your Social Security benefits, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, so we'll how is that true? Yeah. So we'll talk about that and take a look at it. Also, just a couple of tidbits of information. I know a lot of folks are thinking about remodeling their homes and maybe even selling them. We have a lot of folks that are our clients that are going to downsize as they're going into retirement.
We see that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that there are at least four things that you can do to your house when you think they're going to be great things? We're talking about renovating things, all right? Four renovations that you can do to your home that will actually make it worth less money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We want to warn you about some of those. So we're going to take a look at that today. Also, some fast facts about 529 college savings plans. I know that I've had a couple of questions from folks in the last couple of months. One had a new baby, and they wanted to start setting up a 529 plan right away. Well, actually, they were going to get grandma and grandpa to set up 529s. And they wanted to know some particulars about how these college savings vehicles actually work.
It's a great time to talk about that. With the fall semester having opened recently, we get quite a few questions at that time about college funding, because all of a sudden you're getting those bills and you're looking at them and say, well, maybe there are ways to set money aside for some future expenses.
Well, and the other thing that a lot of people don't know, and I'm going to give this little fact away right now. Did you know that you can set this up to where it's not going to just stop gathering money and working when your child hits day one at whatever college or university they're going to? Most of these plans now plan to fund the college education through all 4 years. And since we all know that this can certainly happen, through sometimes 5 years of college.
I know one who took six.
Wow. It can happen.
I'm not going to name names.
Yes. No, that doesn't need to be done. But anyway, we're going to talk about these plans because they really are terrific savings vehicles. And whether you're grandma or grandpa, the parents, aunts, uncles, or even just friends, do you know you don't have to be a relative to set these up, believe it or not, for somebody. But again, it's good just to know how these work. And I think they're a terrific gift. You know, when people say, well, I'm going to get some gifts for my grandkids and all that, one of the greatest gifts you can give them is a 529 college savings plan. And it's a gift that you can gradually fund over a period of time, or you can do it all at once and get some estate tax breaks off of those kind of things. But the other part of it is, and regular tax breaks too on gift taxes. The other part of it, though, is it's a gift that really and truly does keep on giving. If your child or grandchild, niece and nephew, whatever it is, just think, if you help pay for their higher education with one of these great savings plans, there are several out there, but the 529 seems to be the most popular. What a wonderful thing you've done for that young person. And you've done it for the rest of their lives, because that way they get their degree and can go on.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity. An education, the opportunity to have an education is something that is a great gift to somebody. So we'll talk about that today. And also, if we have time, we'll talk about, we mentioned a little bit on Monday about what you do with some of these life insurance policies that you've had, some of these old cash value life insurance policies. What should you do with them? Should you keep them? Are there other things that you can do with them? There are opportunities that are available if you have some of these old cash value life insurance policies. So I think we're going to be coming up on a break here pretty quick. And if you want to give us a call, you can call us during the break, and nobody will hear your voice on the air. I know a lot of you like to talk to us during the break so that nobody recognizes you. Nobody ever recognizes me. I don't know that.
Yeah, but, me too. I don't know.
But that 800 number is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879 to give us a call during the break.
All right, we're going to take that break now. Ed's going to pop us on there with the commercials, and we'll catch you on the flip side of the commercials. By the way, you are listening to the Money Makeover Show with Tony Navarro, Jamie Keys, and Ed running the studio for us. We'll be right back.
Hi, This is Faith Faust with Faith in Wellness Health Food Store in Brenham. This holiday season, give the gift of health and wellness to your friends and family. Come in and check out our gift options developed by Wellness Elves with 35 years of combined wellness experience. Allow us to help you with your new life, a healthy life, plus a healthy outlook. At Faith and Wellness, you can get bulk teas, herbs, natural beauty care products, and all-natural supplements, which will help fight off allergies, low libido, stomach aches, sore throat, and many other annoying symptoms, and promote overall wellness. For instance, ginger has been used to address a wide range of health concerns, from nausea and head colds to indigestion and migraine headaches. Hibiscus tea supports healthy blood pressure. We carry these and other all-natural and organic foods from gluten-free to sugar-free. Come in and pick out unique holiday gifts for your friends and family. Faith in Wellness, 1011 West Main in Brenham, 836-1243.
Faith Mission is hosting the annual community-wide Thanksgiving Day dinner on Thursday, November 26th, sponsored by the Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Please join us for food, family, and fun at the cannery. The doors will open at 11 a.m., and we will serve lunch in the dining room from 11:30 to 1 p.m. If you are physically disabled or homebound, we can deliver your meal to you. Please call 979-251-0869. We will accept all calls for meal delivery through Monday, November 23rd. We hope to see you Thanksgiving Day. Faith Mission is hosting the annual community-wide Thanksgiving Day dinner on Thursday, November 26th, sponsored by the Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Please join us for food, family, and fun at the cannery. The doors will open at 11 a.m., and we will serve lunch in the dining room from 11:30 to 1 p.m. If you are physically disabled or homebound, we can deliver your meal to you. Please call 979-251-0869. We will accept all calls for meal delivery through Monday, November 23rd. We hope to see you Thanksgiving Day.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
The first weekend in December on Galveston Strand, 'tis a holiday festival unmatched through the land. The words of Charles Dickens will transform for your eyes a Victorian London filled with festive surprise. Take part in the celebration with friends old and new, with parades, entertainers and vendors too. Make your plans now because the season's at hand. Celebrate the festival. That's Dickens on the Strand.
Tickets now at all area Randall stores and dickensonthestrand.org. The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
How pretty. See, Ed's taking such good care of us this morning.
Yeah, and see, he's got us pegged as far as age.
If you know the words to that song, if you've listened to it, you need to really be thinking about what your retirement plans are going to be. I'm Tony Navarre, by the way, a certified financial planner, and I help people do that. And so does my colleague, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. We're with Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Most of us listening out there, you know who we are. We've been on the air here for 9 years plus. Been on the air in Houston for a number of years too. So glad to have you joining us. And if you're a new listener, we're here with you every Monday and Wednesday, roughly 9 to 10 in the morning, after a very popular program called The Country Store. And by the way, we have a great website. If you have questions, you can shoot us an email with those questions. If you want to set up a time to come in for that free review and help us to help you figure out where you are and what's going on in your financial life, what can you do better? Or maybe you're terrifically good and that's fine, but are you on the right track? What other things might you do? That is the free review, and it is free. And, Jamie, how do they get in touch with us for that?
You can go by the website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's all one word there, moneymakeoverteam.com. www.thehollidaysmarket.com. A lot of great articles also on the website. You can send us an email. You can contact us. And by the way, with all the technology that's out there today, if you don't get the opportunity to listen to the show and you missed one, you can go back and either at the KWHI website or the Money Makeover Team website, you can look at that podcast, and they're all titled and catch up on the ones that you missed.
That's right. So, again, lots of great information. You can always shoot us a question. You can also call our office, ask us questions there. We do ask that you let us get back down the street from the radio station after the program, but do give us a call. You can leave me messages, leave us messages on our phones if we are not available, or you can talk to Sharon, and she'll pass on your message if we're not right there. So we do get back to you. We do answer your questions, and that phone number at the office is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Well, Jamie, I said at the beginning of the show that I have four renovation projects here that can actually decrease the value of your home. I have so many people who are thinking about projects right now, and we have clients, too, who are doing this.
And I'm glad that you have that article, because I'm going to take that article and show it to my wife.
Ah, so glad to be of service.
Thank you.
Yes. So here are the big ones. I mean, there are other things you can goof up with that seem like a good idea at the time, but I don't want you spending your money doing things that you think are going to really be super duper, and especially if you're going to be selling your house, you're wanting to put it on the market, and you think, maybe we'll fix it up and do these things. Maybe we'll live in it for another year or two. Then we're going to go retire and go live somewhere else or whatever it is.
And we see that quite frequently, yeah, where you kind of do some remodeling to get the house up to, modern standards or whatever it happens to be, with the expectation that it'll increase the value of the home, and therefore you'll have more money available to you for other things when you downsize. And so these are some renovations that you've discovered that will actually decrease the value of your home.
So here is a big four right here. Do not do away with bedrooms in order to make a huge, glamorous, spectacular master suite. That used to be a big fad. Everybody wanted to have his master suite with this gigantic bathroom and massage whirlpool tubs and saunas and Lord knows what. Apparently that is no longer in. Folks now want to have more bedrooms, not fewer bedrooms. And they don't care about having a gigantic master suite if it means you're taking away a bedroom. Four bedrooms are more important than a big master suite and two bedrooms now.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't have either. I would have thought that a big master suite with a, what do they call that, an ensuite with the big bathroom.
Well, and they're saying, if you have that, like a reading nook, an extra little office, cubby hole, or whatever, sitting area, apparently those are not as popular, and a lot of us are not using those because we're busy, and by the time we get home and want to go to bed, we just want to knock out and not go do extra paperwork or something. So,
well, that's interesting that people are more interested in having more bedrooms than they are having bigger bedrooms but fewer.
Well, also it says in here that reducing the number of bedrooms also means fewer potential buyers to be interested in your home, because there are people who do not look at two or three bedroom homes. According to some of the real estate agents, the typical home purchased over the past year was single family, three bedrooms, two baths, between 1,800 and 1,900 square feet. So, again,
yeah, you want to have as many potential buyers as possible if you're trying to put your home on the market.
And that listing that shows you don't have that many bedrooms is going to be one of the first things that they look at.
It is.
So you're better off having more bedrooms, even if they may be smaller, according to several of the big real estate firms that are quoted in this article here.
That's interesting.
The other thing kind of going along with that is do not, they say, remove a closet, especially out of the master bedroom, to make the master bathroom bigger. I've seen that over and over. Again, that was another fad. And a lot of the new homes being built have this giant master suite with this huge master bathroom and then this enormous walk-in closet. They're saying that is not as important as having, again, the maximum amount of bedrooms.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I had seen some homes where, some older homes where they had taken like a 1.5 bath home and tried to add a tiny shower by eliminating one of the closets.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at the home and you said, who can even get in that shower?
Yeah, but and, they eliminated a closet.
But they eliminated a closet.
And this article here, the realtors are saying people need closets and they will walk into the house and count the number of closets per room. And if you come up lacking, your house is going to be less attractive.
Well, there you go.
All right. The other thing is, it's a big no-no, they say, is turning the garage into living space.
Now, that's a big surprise.
That renovation is going to remove valuable storage space for many homeowners. While the importance of a garage may vary by where you live, about 75% of recent buyers say that having a garage is extremely or very important. And this was a survey recently done of about 7,500 people all around the country by real estate and investment firms. So if you're going to turn a garage into a family room, office, extra bedroom, leave the garage doors on the outside, and when you go to sell, a buyer can easily turn that space back into a garage without too much trouble.
See, there's two things in there I never would have thought of. One is leaving the garage doors up when I convert it into a living space. I never would have thought of that one. But I would expect that if you're going to convert a garage into living space, maybe one of the things you need to do is add an additional garage space.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things, you know, one of the two things, either add on to the house, add more living space, or if you're going to convert the garage, add some type of place where they have some additional storage. Because that's what we're talking about. It's almost like eliminating the closets. You eliminate the garage, you eliminate storage.
Well, and then here's the other one. The last thing they say is do not have an overabundance of certain types of wall treatments, particularly wallpaper. A lot of people may not like whatever pattern you've got up there, and it is difficult to remove in some cases. It takes time, effort. It can cost money if you're going to have painters or people come in and do that for you. The other thing is mirrored walls. They said that is also costly and time-consuming to remove as well. Best thing is good old paint. And maybe not too much textured paint. That was a big deal, too.
Yep, the textured paint, the popcorn ceilings or the swirls or whatever they were. And so that is interesting. I have to admit I had a mirrored wall in my house that I just got done redoing.
Oh!
That was a lot of work.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
Yeah, well, if you ever decide to sell it, then someone's going to do a lot of work taking that thing down. The other thing, too, and especially in some old dark wood paneling was used in these homes and especially in the family room area. So what I've been seeing with some of our neighbors who've been selling their houses is either A, they're pulling that out and then re-stuccoing or whatever it is, replastering the walls and repainting, or people are spraying right over that old wood, dark wood paneling.
Yeah, so it's real easy to repaint, but it's very costly to try and remove some of the wall treatment stuff that you do, as you had mentioned. And that's why it would decrease the value of the home, because the new home buyers are looking at it and say, well, if I come in here, I've got to take all this stuff off, and that's going to cost me extra money.
So, yeah,
some good advice there.
So, by the way, to all of our clients who are figuring on doing some renovation, staying a year or so, downsizing, selling the house, whatever, I think the real bottom line on this whole thing is check with realtors. They're really good at saying, here's what's hot and what's not. If you're going to spend money and you're not going to stay in that house to enjoy that renovation you just did, really get some planning done ahead of time. Know what sells, like more bedrooms, more closets, right? And check things out before you make a move
I think
with something like that.
Really good advice.
Sorry, that's my public service for for a few of my clients who've been bringing this up lately here, and those of you listening. Coming back, we're going to talk a little bit about the college savings plans. I've had some questions lately from folks, actually a couple of grandparents and new parents, about these plans, the 529 plans. A couple of big tips on how they work and how they can work for you as the donor or owner of the plan, and for your beneficiary, the students. So we'll talk about that when we come back. If you have questions in the meantime, gosh darn it, give us a call. Ed will pop you right through to us here on the Money Makeover Show. And our number to call is right now. Talk to us while the commercials are playing. That way we will talk with you one-on-one in private. And that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
The Brenham Clinic is proud to welcome physician assistant Amy Liljedahl. With over 20 years' experience serving the healthcare needs of the Brenham community, she is a trusted resource for your family's health. Same-day appointments are available and walk-ins are welcome. To schedule your appointment with Amy Liljedahl at the Brenham Clinic, call 979-836-6153 or visit BrenhamClinic.com. Brenham Clinic accepts most major insurance plans, including the Scott & White Health Plan.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big screen TV in their full service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guest or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 South across from Walmart.
Go to Parts Sidmore, man, they've got a lot of parts there. For things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts Sidmore. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, vacs for any vacuum cleaners, even vacs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts Sidmore. Parts and more, 1407 South Dan Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. How about Grandpa's pocket watch, antique glazed doilies, or a baby's christening dress? They can frame your Boy Scout awards, 4-H ribbons, or purple hat. And Uniques has over 30 years' experience of framing diplomas, fine art prints, letters or certificates, and more. Would you like a creative and personal gift for a loved one? Let Uniques help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality material and workmanship. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
And welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, again, our office phone number, for those of you who have questions, don't want to call us while on the radio, that's fine. You can call me, Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner, Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, at our office, and we do answer the phone, and we will answer your questions. And our office phone number is 979 936-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Market's still looking okay. Jamie, I'm going to have him look at his smartphone device here.
The markets are still up. They're still all up about 50 basis points. So about a half a percent. All the markets are up in the green.
Mm-hmm.
Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, which, again, those are just indicators of general overall markets. They're not indicators of what your specific portfolio is doing.
Yeah, you know, I was shocked to find out from a friend of mine who does something similar to what we do, but he's more on the stockbroker type of thing. And he said, it's been interesting. He's been doing what he's done, like we, for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And he said, over that time, he's noticed that people have maybe two or three stocks. They don't have like a portfolio of them if they're doing their own stuff. He said they come in, they have a Rutledge account that they got on some online thing or something. And typically, he said they have two, three, maybe four different company stocks in there. He said, hard to diversify yourself when you've only got three or four things in there. And then you wonder why you're so volatile and things can move all up and down and you're having so much risk. He said it's so amazing to him that even though people read about it, they know they need to be diversified, they know they need to be spread around more and all that, that they still come in with their brokerage account from somewhere and they got two, three, maybe four company stocks.
I don't find that unusual at all. I see that quite often.
So,
then, you know, in the phone calls that we get, you know, they generally ask about one or two stocks, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. So if you've got nerves of steel and maybe that's what
risk,
you can
your
do.
Your risk tolerance is off the charts.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe don't diversify. But that can be a problem for many folks out there. So please be careful. If you have questions about things, about investing, or maybe only one mutual fund you're using in your 401k or 403b, they have mutual fund investments in most of those plans. Again, do come in. And then we can maybe explain to you how your choices work, because I know you got more than one or two things you can choose from. Usually you have at least eight choices in most of the retirement plans out there.
Now, there were new guidelines established several years ago with 401k plans that had requirements as to the number of offerings that had to be available to you. So,
and some of them have so many you can't figure out what to do with them all either.
Yeah.
So you can also come in because of that. And we have lots of folks who come in and we basically sit down with you. We go over how your plan works, what your goals are, how you feel about things and investing and your plans for the future and all that, how many years until you're going to start tapping the money for retirement, all of that and more. And then we help you wade through some of those processes. And by the way, I know many of you have had meetings at your employer with your 401k plan or your 403b, your health insurance choices, disability coverage choices, life insurance options offered maybe by your employer. Some of you even have long-term care options offered through your employer, dental, all the other stuff. If you still have questions, you haven't made up your mind, or you're wrestling with that decision, again, give us a call or come by and we will help you to take a look at things, and we do that for lots and lots of people out there. Just call us at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. All right, Jamie, a couple of questions I've had about 529 plans. And again, questions came from somebody who just had a new baby. And then we had a couple of folks who were grandparents, and they're wondering what they can do. So here's the strategy I work out with people. You know you want to get the grandchild something to play with. So you're going to get them their toy or whatever and spend, you know, so they have something to open for a gift and Christmas, birthdays, you know, that kind of stuff. But the real money you're going to give them, you're going to help them with their college.
And see, that's the thing. You're going to get all those other gifts anyway.
Yes.
But this is something that can really help them throughout their whole lifetime, the opportunity to have a good education.
So a couple of things important to know about the 529 college savings plan. Now, 529 refers to what, Jamie?
That's part of the IRS code, section 529. That's where these plans come from, part of the Internal Revenue Code, section 529. Therefore, they're referred to as 529 plans.
Yeah. So there are lots of them out there. Each state has at least one provider that they have signed up with to kind of offer that through their state auspices, if you will. But it really is run and managed and all that stuff by an outside provider. Big mutual fund companies are generally the things that offer these. So it could be Fidelity, Vanguard, Hartford, you name it. Everybody's got some version of this out there. Now, it does make a difference on where the donor or owner of this 529 plan lives, because if they live in a place with a state income tax, you might want to look at whatever offerings in 529 plans that particular state has, because they can get a tax break on their state income tax. We don't have one of those income taxes, thank goodness, in the great state of Texas, so it doesn't matter whose plan we use or you use. When you live in the state of Texas, you're not going to get a tax break on state income tax when we don't have one.
And one of the advantages to the 529 plans in Texas is the fact that because there is no state income tax, you don't have to worry about the implications of state income tax when you put money into a 529 plan.
So basically you're putting in after-tax money. You don't get a break going in. It's not like a 401k doing a pre-tax thing. This is after-tax money going into the 529 plan for the beneficiary student, and that money will grow without being taxed while it's growing, and as long as it is used for college expenses, and there are some caveats to that, but basically college expenses, higher education, all right, not elementary or grade school or something like that or high school. This is college, right? As long as it's used for that, that money and all the growth and earnings comes out without any income tax on it. That is a pretty nice deal. So some basics here on this, because these 529 college savings plans are actually becoming more and more popular. The savings plans assets, according to Morningstar, where I'm getting some of this info from, they did a bunch of data gathering on this. College savings plans of 529s actually grew more than 11% last year. People were really pouring the money into these plans. One of the nice things about it, as the owner of this plan, if you're a parent, grandparent, whoever, you own the plan. You're beneficiary, the student or future student, is not the owner. You are. So it is different from like the Uniform Gift to Minors Acts or UGMA accounts or UTMA, Uniform Transfer to Minor Act. That money goes to the child. They can access it at age 18. With the 529, you still own it.
And one of the common questions we get is, well, what if the child decides not to go to college? You can always change the beneficiary on these accounts to a different beneficiary for one that's going to need it. And, you know, one of the issues, why did the contributions go up by 11% last year? Well, if you're paying attention at all, one of the biggest financial detriments when people get out of college are college loans. And one of the ways to avoid or not to lessen the amount of loans that you might have when you graduate is to have these 529 plans available to help pay for college.
Yeah, and actually I can give you the percentages that now the colleges are looking at of what they're going to count as assets available to pay for college. They generally pay, you know, look at about a maximum of 5.6 to 5.7% of parental assets that are counted toward contributing or being able to contribute to the student's college education. That's not that much, all right? But
for some parents, that's going to be a shock.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things the colleges look at when you're trying to qualify for financial aid.
So when you're filling out a form called the FAFSA form, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, they're going to judge how much aid that student's going to get or not get by what you have as a parent and what the student has access to, all right? For students, if the student has stock accounts, bond accounts, cash accounts, bank accounts, whatever that you've set up for them and it's in their name, they have access to it at age 18, et cetera, that's counted 20% now. 20%. So it's much better to have it in the parent at 5.64% as it counted as an asset of the parents. So the 529 plan is going to count as a parent asset rather than the student asset.
And so it's important to also point out on these 529 plans, the money accumulates, the interest earned is tax deferred. Mm-hmm. When it comes time to use it for qualified educational expenses, the money comes out income tax free. And if you take it out for something other than qualified educational expenses, it's taxed as ordinary income.
Mm-hmm. And again, if your student is not going to use it for whatever reason, maybe they get scholarships and they don't need it. Whatever it is, you can change the ownership. You can even pay for your own education out of it or a spouse's education if you wanted to go back and get a master's or something like that.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, we just had a meeting a few weeks ago with someone who was going to retire and wanted to go back to school be able to get a job in a different area that they were more interested in.
The other thing that we find a lot with our clients is that they're using the 529 plans for kids and grandkids and putting some pretty big chunks of change in there using the gifting rules to get that money out of their estate tax purposes.
It's a very attractive estate planning tool.
I'm not going to go into all the details, but it can be done, and we have clients who are doing that and have done it, and it is permissible. People have been doing it for years.
Yeah,
the IRS says yes.
Yeah, the amount that you're allowed to do that is in the six-figure category. So that's a lot of money that you can go put into one of these plans to get it out of your estate for the benefit of your children or grandchildren.
So, again, these are great vehicles. If you want to know more about it, we actually do have some basics on our website. If you go on the reference area of the website, and you can see 529 plans and generally how they work. Or you can give us a call, and we can help you with that information at the office. But do something great for yourself, your kids, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, whoever. I mean, anyone can fund these. And I've even had people who've had friends who've had new babies, and they've gone ahead and set something up, and they plunk, you know, $50 a month. That's generally the minimum if you're going to do monthly contributions, about $50 a month for each child or beneficiary. You can't put two or three kids on one. Each individual student or potential student is going to have their own 529 account. And again, you still own it.
And the big thing is, again, you can always change the beneficiary. And that's important to know also that if nobody ever uses it for educational expenses, for you, it just becomes like an IRA. The money would come out and would be taxed like an IRA.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Lots of different uses. A very good tool in the financial planning arsenal for you and for your student.
Another financial and educational opportunity.
You betcha. If you have questions on that, you can always give us a call. And by the way, we're getting ready to take another break. I see Ed giving me the look over here. So we're going to let him roll the commercial break. If you have questions in the meantime, golly, give us a call. It'll be great about putting you through to us if you want to take a moment and give us a call while the commercials are rolling. Here's our number for that. It's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. More about when we come back, Social Security changes that have come up recently. What's good about those?
And there are some good things about it.
Yeah. What's so good about them? Cutting some people off the dole here with the Social Security? Is that good? Maybe. We'll talk about a little bit more about how this works, and you need to know, coming up after this break. Meantime, 800-332-7879 is our number on the Money Makeover Show.
This is Rita with the Kenny Store. When we bought the store almost 3 years ago, we made a commitment to ourselves and to you, our customers, to provide the best live music in our area. We have seen that dream come true, not only with our Wednesday night concert series, but also by bringing you the best local talent around, such as the Blue Grooves, the Black Cat Choir.
Hey, you forgot Rita Krieger in South Loop 497.
Aw, thanks, babe.
Since you forgot to mention me, this is Tony, and I want to tell everyone about our new menu items. We've got the chicken fried ribeye, our soup and sandwiches, along with Rita's homemade cobblers and desserts topped with Bluebell ice cream.
Meanwhile, back to the talent that you've heard on the radio, we have Stuart Mann and the Statesboro Review coming to the store on November 20th, Stephen Chadwick on November 28th, and Saints 11 on December 12th.
Also, we have our annual Kenny Thanksgiving Dance on Wednesday, November 25th, featuring the Anthony Moreno Band. Come out and see your old friends and make some new ones.
That was so sweet.
Well, you wrote it.
Good choice, babe. The Kenny Store, where the karma's always good, and it is what it is.
All right, recruits, Thanksgiving is upon us. Business will be up, so I want everyone on their best behavior. After all, we are Topper's Liquor and Wine, your friendly neighborhood liquor store. Are we clear?
Hi. My grandpa and I were looking for something for Thanksgiving. Can you help us?
How about a little whiskey, sonny?
That's right.
There's something odd about that clerk.
Shh. That's just the way kids dress nowadays.
There you go.
Ooh, they've got Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam. Here we go, Grandpa. It's your favorite, Wild Turkey. They've got the 101 or the American Honey.
You folks finding everything okay?
This young man's been very helpful.
Can I talk to you in private for a moment?
Sure.
Is it just me, or does your clerk look like a giant turkey?
I wouldn't say that too loud if I were you. He's a little sensitive.
Yeah, but his tail is sticking out from under his shirt.
What can I say? He's my best salesman. I'll take it from here, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Topper's Liquor and Wine at 2129 South Market Street wishes everyone a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Now say gobble, gobble, gobble!
This is John Deans of Deans Defensive Shooting. With over 129 dead and hundreds more shot in France, the Islamic Wolf has been released, and it's coming here. Ask yourself, are you going to be the sheep or the sheepdog? Arm yourself, get trained, attain your concealed handgun license, and learn how to gunfight. We have to protect ourselves and our families. It's our responsibility. It's our country to save our way of life. Stay safe.
Contact John Deans with Deans Defensive Shooting at 979-203-1534.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
Introducing the new 2016 Kawasaki Strong Side-by-Sides, featuring the Mule Pro FX, Mule Pro FXT, and the Mule Pro FXT Ranch Edition, the fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or worksite, this new breed of mule will get the job done and provide comfort along the way. The Mule Pro FX features unmatched durability and the largest steel-based cargo bed in class. You can fit a standard-size wooden pallet in the cargo bed class. You can fit a standard size wooden pallet in the cargo bed close to the tailgate and still have enough power to tow up to 1 ton. If it's high octane adventure you're looking for, the Terex and Terex 4 side-by-sides feature redesigned front ends with aggressive sport styling and performance. What's more, all 2016 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Find the Kawasaki Mule Pro FX Series and the Terex side-by-sides at WCT Outdoors, 2708 South Market Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. That is N-E-A-L Financial. Office here in Central Texas in the beautiful city of Brenham on Main Street across from the courthouse. And then we have one about a mile and a half, just far enough away from the major hoo-ha of traffic around the Galleria in Houston. I'm glad we're back from that a little bit.
Oh, well, you know, what's nice about that is I know that there are certain families who like to make trips into the Galleria area to shop. And what's nice about having the office close there is you can kill two birds with one stone there and do some financial planning and also do the shopping at the same time. Although after you do the financial planning, you may not want to go do shopping. I don't know.
Put the shopping afterward. But we're glad to see you. We're glad to meet you. We love it when you come in and do the free review. And we look forward to meeting you. So do make a few moments before things go completely nutty over the holiday season. And when you've got a little downtime, a little lag time, it's a terrific opportunity to come in and get together with us, go over things, find out, figure out if you're on track for whatever your goals are financially for you, your family, and for business clients as well. And again, our number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Okay, Jamie, let's talk about one of these recent Social Security changes. Why it may be a good thing. Some people don't think so, but...
Well, we've talked a little bit about the fact that when they passed the budget, one of the things that was included in the budget was some changes in the Social Security system. So they were going to reduce or make some of the options that were available before no longer available.
Yeah, like that file and suspend.
File and suspend is basically it's not going to be available anymore.
Reasons why.
So it's going to simplify decision making.
Mm-hmm.
It demonstrates the fact that the government is willing to take action
to try and shore up.
Social Security.
Yep.
And it's going to be good in the long run for the Social Security system because it's going to save them about $9.5 billion.
So again, some of these complicated strategies where you've got the older spouse filing and suspending until they're 70, and then the other spouse taking half of their retirement, that's not going to be available unless you're 62 already sometime this year. So, again, watch for more moves with Social Security. Not all of them are bad in the long run,
right,
though. Meantime, we'll catch you here, Monday?
On Monday. We'll see you back here on Monday.
All righty. Take care.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neofinancial.com.